Were you honest when you said I could never leave your bed? Wake me up and let me know you're alive. And will you fall in love again? Is the scent slowly spreading? I've been answering machines all night. Not the doctors dancing in while the ambulance is saying another boy with.
Of course.
Well, thank you.
Stick around. Hi, everybody. You're listening to This Is Delicious on your radio. My name is Walker Staples.
My name is Whitney Schuster.
And we have a guest in the yard already.
Woohoo! Hi.
What's your name?
Maribel.
Have you ever heard of the Deer Hunter?
No. I actually have. Is that like a hardcore band?
Kind of.
Yeah,
Do you know the Receiving End of Sirens?
I've heard of them.
Okay. Well, they, basically the genius behind the Receiving End of Sirens, went and formed a band of a bit of a different style, and they're based around a concept, and they're really fucking awesome.
Oh, cool.
And this song is called The Poison Woman, off of The Deer Hunter, off of by The Deer Hunter, off of Act 3, The Life and Death.
The seed of the
Direct segue.
After we play the hymn clip.
Yeah. Me and Zoloff get along fine by Dance Gavin Dance.
Happy I'm fine, or I will be. I've got love from that door. And a cure for aid. And a film that makes me happy. Happy I'm fine.
just listen to your friends. You would have been over this by now. I thought we told each other to live in different worlds.
Zoloft Get Along Fine by Dance Gavin Dance.
And before that, we were listening to a song called The Poison Woman by the Deer Hunter off of Act 3, Life and Death.
That was a brilliant song.
So I have a treat for all of you at home now. Winnie, do you know The Distillers?
Mm-mm.
All right, so this is a band called The Distillers. My friend T showed them to me yesterday, the day before, I can't remember which, 2 days ago. Watch the video Drain the Blood. That's the video I'm going to show right now or listen to right now. This.
It's rare when Walker likes a video. Or a music video.
You just have to watch it. This is Drain the Blood by the Distillers.
I'm living on shattered faith, kinda likes to restrict your breath. Never been a better time than this. Suffocating out when you turn a blast in a city. It's worth it so much, yeah, you see me rise above and take its place. No heart pumps until it dies. Drain the blood, no heart is wise. All my friends are murdered, they all my bones are. Shimmer and rot at the same time through. There's never been a better time in this town. Bite your hand out the frostbit evidence. All my friends are murdered. Hey, all my bones, no marrows. All these fiends want to edge me. All my friends are murdered. I'm with you. so here we go. All my friends are murdered. Hey, yeah, my bones don't bear roses. All these fiends want to teach me. All my friends are murdered. He's on his way. 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 He's on his way.
Five-minute break while I clean up Whitney's jizz.
Want. That's all I can say.
It was Drain the Blood by the Distillers. Man, we got another group of passerbys coming in saying they liked our music. So this is a great time to say, if you're listening right now, the best place to listen is in the yurt, where we dance and sing and have a good time. We're broadcasting live from Hampshire Campus. This is Yurt Radio. I believe it's Whitney's turn again.
I
play some music.
I don't have a brain anymore. Actually, I think my direction in life has somewhat changed. I think my main objective now is pretty much to find that woman and worship her for pretty much the rest of my time here.
Yep.
Anyway, staying in the vein of chick singers.
Oh, man.
I wrestled a bear once.
No way, me too.
It's true.
It's not true. I didn't wrestle a bear once.
So there's that. I think there's something about chicks screaming.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but I love it.
You're like listening to women scream.
Oh my god. Well, yeah, actually that makes a lot more sense when you say it that way.
Yeah.
Mm.
It sounds much more evil. But it makes a lot of sense.
Not necessarily evil. No. No.
It makes it sound a lot more evil. Like if you walked into the Center for Feminisms and there was like a red tent lunch or something going on. It's Wednesday afternoon, right? And you're like, hey guys, my name's Whitney. I like listening to women scream.
You wouldn't be able to finish the sentence before they had killed you.
Yeah. It's true. So I'm searching through my library for stuff to play. It's a pretty fun task that I'm undertaking.
Oh, you like Jawbreaker?
I do like, well, I'm not sure if I like Jawbreaker.
Oh.
they're there. I can't remember the last time I listened to them.
Neither of us knew if you liked Jawbreaker then.
Yeah. Yeah, some Joni Mankin. No, not going to play Conan Crusette. He's great. He's my friend. It's all noise. Hey, Whitney, tell us a joke.
I know some good ones.
Oh, please.
Well, I actually know two good ones. I know two jokes, and they're both good ones. So, there's this couple, and they're married, and the wife gets pregnant after a while. 9 months pass, as they do, and her water breaks, so they go to the hospital. And she's about to go into labor, and the doctor's telling them about this new technology that they have. He's like, we have this technology that you hook up to the person giving birth, and the father can share some of the pain of childbirth. So they're like, oh, that sounds worth giving a shot. So they hook the woman up, and they turn it to 10% because they're like, that's still probably more pain than the man has ever experienced in his life. So, and then she starts going to the labor, and the guy's not feeling anything, like no pain whatsoever. So I'm like, huh, that's funny. So they crank it up to 20%, still nothing, but the wife feels a little better. So they're like, wow, this is strange, but they keep cranking it up, 30, 40, finally even get to 100. The man's still feeling no pain. The wife gives birth entirely pain-free, and the day they take the baby home and find the mailman dead on the walk.
That's funny.
Ba-doom-tsh.
But how, I mean, he wasn't hooked up to the machine.
That's true. The man doesn't have to be hooked up to the machine.
Oh, just a man.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly. Apparently, the machine is so sophisticated, it's actually able to find the biological father.
Let's see here.
Which is quite a feat.
Well, that's cool, because I'm pretty sure this is the song I want. Let's find out before I turn it on.
Do it.
Song I want.
Not the song he wants.
Oh. I think the song that I want is called Skinny Me.
Spay Me.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like fun.
This is a great
Ooh.
Song. Okay, so this song is called Skinny Mean Men. It's by Say Anything. It's off of their second studio album, which was like 36 songs long, called In Defense of the Genre. You're listening to Your Radio.
I know you love how I make you all go away. All the joy, all the pain, all the thoughts of your brain. For the price of your soul, I will fold your heart in my talons. The 3 summer straight, candy, and no one will ever, ever take you away from me.
I saw, I smelled what he did to your jaw. And to be frank, the thought makes my innards curl. How he preyed on your wife and security. The thorn in your side is alive, it's killing me. Your records in tune in his room with mechanical eyes. Cyber desolate middle-aged girl. On your knees in this downtrodden, shit-eating grid of a room. If only you'd meet me here soon. If only you'd start breathing, I court you exclusively. With my shovel, I'm pounding earth till suddenly I see you weep from the dirt and the grime. Stretch your fractured pencil spine. Have to take your revenge for the crime. Filled with fire and finally mine. Parading you round like a second place prize. Hair done up, black holes painted on your eyes. Held a book burning in your backyard while your parents will turn from their windows. Slightly starred. And I've watched with my shovel in hand. I have faith in you, child. From this nightmare
Welcome back here at Radio. This is delicious. La 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 la.
Good God, that was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Walker, for my next vinyl purchase, would you recommend a Say Anything album or a shortened version of The Color Spectrum with highlights from each color? Because the unfortunately, I wanted to get the entire collection, but it costs about $200.
It does. That's true. Oh, that's tough. I can give you the collection of songs off the Color Spectrum collection and see how you feel about it. Because I don't think they're the best selection. Some of the songs are the best songs. Some of them aren't.
Why don't you give me the whole thing, and I'll get a Say Anything album.
Okay.
Okay. Because I don't know anything by either of them. Well, not anything, but not anything. You know what I mean. You all know what I mean. You all know what I mean. This is Fractions by Emery, the acoustic version. Sorry, that was not the version I wanted.
Ooh.
I guess you didn't hear that. Fuck it, they're all bad quality. I'm playing the original.
Not that far. It's good to see you.
Missed you last
choices to make. We watch the tide roll in.
Cold air and coffee cakes.
Holding our words at this.
Stopping the sounds they make.
We know the way to go.
We know each step to take.
To be here.
These words with no replies. Stopping wheeze, starting eyes. This need is killing me and taking me over. I want it to mean everything to you, but this is not right. You keep coming back disassembled and I keep losing this fight.
Sorry about the delay at the beginning there, but that was Fractions by Emery off of the first album, The Week's End.
Welcome back!
Welcome back!
So, recently, something really... I'm not talking to the microphone. Something really important happened. And that is the drummer for Coheed and Cambria, after about 5 years of sobriety, after not being able to attend one of their shows because he couldn't walk down the stairs because there were demons, rejoined the band. And that's really super great because his name is Josh Eppard and he's my hero. And since he left the band, the Coheed and Cambria is my favorite band. And since he left it, they just haven't quite had the same feeling, the same lovely, beautiful feeling that they used to. So I'm going to play for you now a song which was a bonus track off of Coheed and Cambria's first album, The Second Stage Turbine Blade, which Josh drummed on. This song is called Elf Tower, New Mexico. And if you want, pay special attention to the drums,
but also
everything else.
Please take your pants off during
this.
That's important. It's been somewhat of a tradition now.
I'm actually not going to do that because I'm not wearing underwear right
Me
now.
Me neither.
It's laundry day. But, do take your pants off if you're sitting alone in your room. This is Elf Tower, New Mexico by Coheed and Cambria off of Second Stage Turbine Blade.
Thank you.
Update. Apparently, Claudio hating that song has something to do with something. We just don't know what.
That's true. Probably girlfriends are talking about killing ex-girlfriends.
Speaking of which, this is a great album for that.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. Oh my god.
Not quite as good as Good Apollo 1, which is all about...
Well, that's pretty precisely themed.
It's about killing an ex-fiancé, actually. It's all right. They married and lived happily ever after.
Well, that's wonderful.
And now they're writing comics together about zombie apocalypses in New York.
Oh, that's right. She's involved in that.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
And good stuff. Yeah. Coheed and Cambria. Fighters and
Jones. Good stuff. Yeah, yeah.
It's comics and killing women.
Oh, man. It's
I like hearing women scream.
Oh, we do. We do here at Yurt Radio. This is a tough decision. This is a really tough decision.
I like hearing men scream, too, for the record. Just women are more attractive.
Women are definitely more attractive. Yeah. Hmm. Oh, God. It's between Love Bites and Razor Lines and Motel of the White Locust.
Hmm.
Motel of the White Locust has Lawston, which... Have you heard Lawston before?
Lawston.
Holy fucking shit. You would know. Oh, my God. This is... Okay. You're going to hear my favorite song of all time.
Yay.
Hold on.
And leave and take her fucking with you. ocean, rain on the parade. May this crowning day, the hearts of the saint. Never the two shall meet, say, the tiger to its greatest fan. The amount of love you wish to give is more than I can stand. And now you leave me in defeat, leave me a battered, broken man. The amount of love you wish to give is more than I can stand. Now I have you where I want you. I know that you are listening. This is my chance to tell you everything. My chance to tell you I love you. But I've waited too long. Now the record's over. Now the record's
good night, everyone.